Let's go.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's Turbo Time.
On Turbo Drive Line. Only on Sega Sonic Radio.
The number one source for Sonic music. Music.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to Turbo Drive Live, episode 116, I think. I'm back again for another week on SSR, and... Oh, baby. It's been one of those... weeks, you know, where it's like, sometimes it's high, then it's low, then it's like, then it's all over the place, and then you don't know what happened. It's just like, whoa, it just totally flew over my radar, anyway. So anyway, welcome to the show for this week. I'm back yet again on this deadly hour, as usual, because, it's never this dead. Well, it's usually this dead, round about this time. So yeah, and then everyone is here on the Sunday afternoon, listening to AUK. About 20 people liking his shows. Yay! I'm in denial. Anyway, so whatever. Welcome to the show. I'm here, and I'm not queer, and I'm gonna give you entertainment, or ranting, whichever comes first. And yeah, there's been a lot going on. I finally got the house to myself. No one at all is here to distract me, except for a cat who's outside, obviously, and he'll be scratching up my window in about half an hour, which is usually the norm. So yeah. So yes, I am by myself, all by myself, and I am absolutely crackers. Yep. So yeah, I'm nuts right now. It's like nuts from various things, of course. So yeah. Okay. Might as well just get into what we need to know. Being that of the regular schedule that proprietors on Turbo Drive Live, we got, Sonic News Rewind coming up very shortly. And, after that, we've got a double feature. Yes, people, I can't be bothered doing just one this week, but a double feature of TFI, yes, Turbo Stress Impressions. You pretty much, if you've known me quite a while, you probably would know what those games are. And plus, if you have my Xbox Live, gamer tag, then you definitely know which game I've been playing to death as of late. And, you know what kind of fan I am, so you probably know what other game I got this week. Yeah, so anyway. Moving on, and of course, if you got any requests for Sonic songs, y'all, then do request them. I do have a selection of Sonic songs to produce to you for your entertainment. Unless you just want me to rant about something. If you want to send any, you know, topics my way about what topics I've been hitting around as of late, then go ahead. But not U.S. politics. I mean, come on. It's like U.S. politics. Pfft, totally out of my league. So, yes. Right here. Oh, I thought I'd talk like Sean Connery. Right. Don't know what to do. Don't know what to do, yes. So, yes. Yeah, I'm totally out of it tonight. Mainly because I've been up since, 7 o'clock. 3 o'clock this afternoon. I totally have well up at, up until like 3 o'clock in the morning. This morning, anyway. And then I went to bed, and then I got rudely awakened by my mother, and she was just saying, "No, I'm going off. See you later." And I was like, "Yeah, whatever." And was like, back to sleep, back into the lad nod. She and my dad's away just now to see someone who's very poorly. Just now, just to let you know. So, all the best wishes to him. Obviously, I'm not gonna release any more details about that. As for myself, I was just like here until 3 o'clock. And the first thing, what did I do? First thing I got up was just get up and get on my 360. That's it. And it wasn't until like 6 o'clock in the afternoon where I actually thought, right, I need to get something to eat. You know. So, yeah, I had, 16 hours with without eating anything or whatnot. And it was just like, yes, okay, John is a little on the loose side. Yes. So anyway. I was pretty worn out by that, so that was kind of bad. Right. So, yeah. Anyway, requests. If you have any requests or whatnot, go ahead. Send them to me, of course. Yes. Hmm. So yeah. And speaking, there's a couple of ways you can do that, obviously, with either IRC, which I'm in just now, or email, good old-fashioned email, turbo@tfmx.co.uk. And, yeah, also, what was it? Dear. We've got, what's it here? We got, the almighty Chambot. Else. I don't know if he's all that high and mighty, like Jeebus high and mighty. I don't know. We got Joshu, Allison K, MK, Fly By, as in by, not boy, as in by. Roken, Rokopop, just flames this time. No flames Lancaster this time, which is the first. Flyfox, Jobsoft, Prolager, Resident SD, Shadow Fox 04, Sonic AD. What, Sonic after Davius or something like that? What? Okay. Staff, The Blue Dudes, The Joiner, Massive, Twin B Mark 2, VJ, Wide, and Xbox Briar. Yep. So hello to y'all, of course. Some of whom are listening to this broadcast, which is good because it would be no point of me being around if no one was here to listen at all. What not. So anyway. Right. Okay. So yeah, I've just been dozing around, not doing much this week, because it's a Saturday, and normally I never get Saturdays off, I'm usually working on Saturday. It's lucky that I wasn't working this Saturday this week, because it would have been hell to pay, so yeah. Oh dear. Apparently Earthheart's computer is blown up. Yeah. Not good. Not good at all. Oh dear. So yeah. I think we should go into a musical break to take us into Sonic News Rewind. Yes? Yes, because I totally don't know what to talk about now. Just now, anyway. So, here is... we have... the kind of like... vocal super ultra... super boss theme from Blue Dragon. The song known as Eternity, from Blue Dragon. Yes, very crazy, over the top, way, yeah, you know, it's just crazy. I love this song; it's just fantastic. So anyway. You have a listen to this. I'll be back after this with Sonic News Rewind. Yes. Let's go. Okay. Sorry. I think the snake in me is wanting to get out.
Okay. Milgear.
Yes, sorry. Enjoy. welcome back. It's time for Sonic News Rewind on Sega Sonic Radio on Turbo Drive Live. Yeah. Just sorting out requests for a certain person, of course. But that will be later on. So yeah, apparently everyone was thinking that Ian Gillan was Jack Black. Apparently he's not Jack Black, although he's a poor imitation of Jack Black. Although Jack Black actually rocks harder. I mean, he is the god, the rock god who created inward singing. So yeah. So, this week's Sonic News, spanning all the kind of like Sonic related news in the SonicStadium.org main page. And, starting from last week, from, roughly about the 9th of March period, Rory, the good old raccoon, Rory the raccoon, with his, Rack comic, Rory's Rack comic series, going on about the recent kind of like reviews for Sonic and the Black Knight, and of course Sonic and the Black Knight has been getting poor to average reviews mainly. So yes, in other news, the winner for the Be a Tool contest that Slingerland posted, where you can win 10 whole bucks, was announced, and yeah, you know, who knows, I don't care, it's 10 bucks, I mean, come on, 10 bucks is worth diddly squat nowadays. Here in the UK, anyway. The original pilot episode for Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog was released on YouTube. Not in its entirety, of course. It didn't have any background music. Well, okay, it didn't have background music in the actual episode. And the voice actor was different for Robotnik and also Scratch. Robotnik being voiced by I think it's Jim Cummings, I think his name I think he was who I think is the third Robotnik in the Deke animation series. Of Sonic cartoons, being that he was Dr. Robotnik in Sonic Underground. So that's where he originally got, you know, came into being, Robotnik in Sonic Underground. Oh dear God. It would have sounded very terrible if he was in Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, because it just did not fit that character whatsoever. Tetsu Kitano, who is the producer for Sonic and the Black Knight, went on to say in an interview that he had to hold on to the Sonic-ness of the series. And we don't know what it's just like, what is the Sonic-ness nowadays? Obviously, it's just a hedgehog moving fast, really. Yeah. But anyway, he has a very in-depth interview, from a couple of questions and whatnot, so yeah. More, you can see all this on SonicStadium.org, you know, very easily, yeah. Right. Some Sonic World Adventure concept art was released by ex-concept artist, by a concept artist from who did the Sonic World Adventure artwork, which is cool. There's a competition to win a signed copy of Matt Herms' sketchbook, and Matt Herms, who was interviewed by our very own hatted legend T-Bird quite a while ago, and he's the very well known Archie Comics Sonic the Hedgehog Archie comic series artist, of course. So it's pretty cool. In America, you can now get Sonic the Hedgehog issue 198 in the comic shops in the States. You lucky bastard! Because over here in the UK, we don't get any of your Sonic Sonic the Hedgehog comics. Well. Not where I live, anyway. That's for sure. Even though we've got a dedicated Sonic, we've got a dedicated comic shop where it does all the comics, all the major comics, like you know, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, all the mans, really. But no Sonic the Hedgehog. Although it was only one, and that was the Archie's. Archie Archive ones, you know, the little mini book of the first three or four stories from first three or four issues. Anyway, Game Trailers put up their review for Sonic and the Black Knight up there. I've had a look at it, and, yeah. Lovely, lovely stuff that is. Mm-hmm. Sonic Unleashed. Now, obviously, everyone thought, oh, Sonic Unleashed was done and dusted and whatnot, but apparently, Sega have done something with it, by putting out a patch for it, but not a very good patch, though. Doesn't solve any of the major problems that I have with it, being that the missing art book and the lack of using the checkpoints in Eggman Hot Dog missions, and actually restart from there by the usage of your coins of your rings, which kind of sucks. And also the kind of like certain missing person in the game as well, but no. Along with that patch, which did some minor things. There was also downloadable content for the game as well, being that of the Chunnan Adventure Pack, which allowed you to have four Sonic Day levels and two Werehog stages, night stages. So yeah, and that's for 250 Microsoft points. Lovely. Sega is finally going to be releasing the U.S. developed BioWare Sonic RPG, Sonic Chronicles, The Dark Brotherhood, to Japan shores, which I'm kind of surprised, because I would have thought it would have been in Japan by now, but apparently it's taken so long for it to get into Japan now. That's weird. That is absolutely weird. So yeah. And finally, Sonic Relief 2009 was done and dusted this Friday, so, yep, so it was all tip top and whatnot. So it's cool for those guys to finally be able to get that sorted. And obviously, all the money is going straight to straight into the Red Nose Day collection and whatnot. That'll be shared across the world to help children in need and whatnot. Oh wait, that's next year, or the next 2 years. I don't know. Who cares? So yeah, and Earthart has fixed his PC. Yay! Brilliant. Yeah. Obviously, it's not good when your PC just goes, you know, tits up. Something else. So anyway. Oh, apparently Vidra's saying, after my comment about the Archie series not being in the UK, apparently there are Archie distributors in the UK. It's just, they suck. Simply, you know. Suck. Suck big monkey fucking hairy balls. You know. It's just, especially up north, where, you know, there are people who might want to read Sonic comics, you know. Who used to work, who used to collect other certain Sonic series, which, in fact, this country used to have its own Sonic series, but then it went tits up, you know? So, where's our Sonic comic fix anymore? You know, it just kind of sucks. So, yeah. Lovely. Although I don't want to do any standing orders for getting any comics, even though I would love to get some. It's just, no, not gonna happen. So anyway, right. Okay. Alright, totally lost my place. So yeah, I was listening to speaking of Vidra, I was actually listening to the ending of near like the end of his show this week. Who he apparently had Kevin Ava, AAUK, and Earthart. Yes, they were both on the show, and they were going on about. I got to the part where they were talking about who actually, like, where does the Sonic franchise actually profit more from? And apparently it does raise the question where in the world does Sonic actually, you know, become more profitable? And what do you know, it is actually, in fact, the UK public. Why? Because over here in the UK, Nintendo wasn't, you know, back in the days where, you know, back in the days, Nintendo, when it was the Sega Nintendo Wars, in the console home entertainment business, here in the UK, Nintendo didn't do much advertising at all, in any of their Nintendo products, that being the Nintendo, you know, the original Nintendo Entertainment System and the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, they didn't get much, they didn't get much, kind of like coverage in UK public. But, that's where Sega just came in. You know, they can say, apparently they had much more, you know, they advertised a hell of a lot more than what Nintendo did, and I do know a lot, mainly because obviously, the first time I got into gaming, I wasn't playing a Nintendo or I wasn't playing any Nintendo systems. The only Nintendo system that I could have that I mainly knew about was the Nintendo Game Boy. And even that, you know, I still couldn't get one of those. But no, for the home consoles, I was always seeing, the Sega Master System mainly. And obviously, you know, the Master System didn't do well in the US because it totally died. But in the UK, it was still going strong. So, you know, and, you know, many retailers and whatnot were just, like, selling Master System stuff and, you know, consoles and whatnot. And, you know, I wanted to get my own console as well. And, of course, the first console that was intended for myself was the Master System. And, it's like, that tended to be the norm here in the UK, where obviously Sega was the more dominant of the two, you know, the two, and had the better sales back in those days, mainly because they just couldn't, you know, they didn't give up on the UK market at all. They just thought, you know, be an easier market to thrive upon for, you know, their Sega hardware and software, which they did, obviously, because it just kept on going and going. And for the Master System, it just kept getting release after release after release. Even after, like, the Mega Drive, after that, it just, you know, it still did a lot of stuff for the Master System. Sure, they threw out the card system, the kind of, like, stupid card system for the first model, but they still continued it, which is not bad. And I was on a Master System for a good 5 years, you know, until I got my Mega Drive, and that wasn't until the end of the Mega Drive's life cycle, which was 90, officially it's end of its life cycle, which is like 97, 98 here in the UK, because it went on a couple of years after the PS1, you know, came out. And still retailers were still selling them, retailers were still, you know, stocking the games, like, and there were still new games being released for the Sega Mega Drive as well. Like with, of course, Sonic 3D and, you know, Ristar and whatnot. And, you know, it was still Sega's, you know, kind of like Sega's, still Sega's territory. Until the Sony PlayStation came in and just totally demolished that. So, yeah. And that's why I hate Sony more than Nintendo. Well, in fact, I actually hate Sony and Nintendo a hell of a lot more. Mainly because if Nintendo didn't give the idea to Sony to do a games console, they wouldn't have been in the market at all. They wouldn't have been in the gaming industry. And you know, to this later stage, it would still be Nintendo and Sega going at it. But it's also, but to another viewpoint, it's good that they're, you know, Sony did come in, and then obviously Sega went off to do other things, because obviously if they didn't, then what would have happened in gaming technology? Wouldn't it have been different? Would have been this, you know, wouldn't it have been different to what it is today? You know, would the games be different? Like, wouldn't have we gotten a Halo? Wouldn't we have gotten a Gears of War? Wouldn't have we gotten a, you know, Metal Gear? Well, we would still get Metal Gear games, I would think. I don't know. But anyway, it's hard to say. But anyway, yeah, I'm just going on a tangent here. So, might as well go into our next segment, being that, of TFI, Turbo's first impressions, and I felt like in a Crush 40 mood this week, not like Sonic Crush 40 mood, but Crush 40 in general. So here's All the Way from Crush 40's, I think, self-titled album of their name. I think. I can't remember nowadays. But, no, this is All the Way from their very first album. Well, okay, I wouldn't say first album. See, Adam's more of an expert of what, which songs came from which album and what how many albums they've done. Which I think, I thought it was just the one album they've done in all their history. Which, I'm still hard to believe. But anyway, I'm babbling on too much. So yeah. Anyway, enjoy this, and then we've got Turbo's First Impressions, the double feature here on Turbo Drive Live. Yes. So see you on the other side, and turn down your volume, obviously. Yeah, it's gonna be quite loud.
Without it, I'll get you down.
Turbo's First Impressions. Hey there, guys. Welcome back. It's time for Sega Sonic Radio's Turbo Drive Live. Turbo's First Impressions, yes. I'm totally out of it today. So, it's a double feature of two new games that got released this week. And, of course, you should know which ones they are, of course. But which one am I going to start off with? Well, let's get the easiest one out of the way. And by easy, I mean piss easy. And by, you know, easy as well, it's very easy to get through, really. I'm going to be talking about the first game that came out this week. Came out the same day. It did came out on its actual release date. Because this one wasn't the other game that I'm going to be talking about actually got its release date broken by HMV, the absolute dickheads. I'm going to be talking first about the Wii title, exclusive Wii title, known as Sonic and the Black Knight. Sonic and the Black Knight came out this Friday, and what can I talk about it? Let's just say that it was possibly one of the easiest Sonic games I've ever played in quite a while. mainly story-wise. Like, going through the story, for me, was much easier than Sonic and the Secret Rings' story. Much easier than Sonic Unleashed's story. And that is a disappointment in its own right. For me, anyway. Because I like an easy game, but I don't want it to be a cakewalk. Sometimes. Although there was a couple of times where in story progression levels, I did fail a couple of times. Which was just, alright, passable. But anyway, enough about that. Sonic and the Black Knight, well, obviously it's based on, well, it's part of this new Sonic Storybook series, I guess. Although it's not actually indicated here in the UK as being part of that series, because obviously it doesn't advertise that on the box. As for the story itself, I might as well just say it from the actual from the actual book, the instructions. It actually says that one day Sonic is actually waiting for Amy at a chili dog stand. Yeah, ironic, eh? At which time he gets he gets summoned by a mysterious female wizard into the storybook of King Arthur, whatnot. And Sonic is asked to defeat the Black Knight, who is King Arthur, and return the world peace to the sort of English, the land of Camelot, anyway. So that's the story out of the way. I mean, the story is, I can tell you, it's like, the story is pretty, is your generic Sonic story nowadays, obviously. But, it's okay. Although there is one point in the game where it's just like, oh dear god. And that is the character development and story development for the sword known as Caliburn, which is the sword that Sonic wields during the game, or during most of the game. And apparently he speaks. Which we knew from various previews and leaks of the game's details back in back of last year. Everyone said, oh my god, they've got a sword that speaks! Oh dear god. So, yeah, but obviously it tries to pull off like a chivalry English voice and whatnot, and it's just like, oh dear god, stop trying to be interesting, damn it, you know. So yeah. But anyway, but the story's not really important. The main thing I want to talk about in Sonic and the Black Knight, and you're not gonna like me for this, if you're a diehard Sonic fan who is blinded by rage at the mere mention of anything bad for Sonic, then don't listen to the rest of this segment, because I am telling you now, I'm a Sonic fan, and I like Sonic enough. I love Sonic, but I'm sorry, I have to agree with the many, many reviews for this game. The gameplay in this game is just terrible. I'm sorry, it's terrible. I mean, like, I don't know, it's like, it's a great concept. I mean, sorry, it is a great concept, and it's like running fast, sword play, you know, what more? It's like, it's just a great concept, it's just, it was poorly executed in the long run, because, like, after, obviously, like, the control system is that it's the Wiimote and Nunchuck combo, and, you know, you use the Nunchuck to move Sonic forward and backwards and whatnot and left and right. Use the analog on the Nunchuck. And then you use your Wiimote to slash at screen. So you're just like waggling it. Which is all fine and dandy. Don't get me wrong. It's just how it's executed is just quite bad. And a little bit confusing. A little bit confusing as well. Like, obviously, I see why people were just saying, oh, it's like mindless waggling. Yes, it is mindless waggling. It's very mindless waggling. And after about, like, 3 hours or 4 hours doing that, doing mindless waggling, and that, this is going through the story, mind you. I did the story in, like, 4 or 5 hours, and, you know, like, got the true ending and everything. And... which is kind of stupid, really, because you know, there's unlike Sonic and the Secret Rings, obviously it's not you know, in Sonic and the Secret Rings, the story progression was non-linear, being that if you got a certain amount of XP and whatnot, you can go to the next stage and whatnot, and you can get to the last boss without collecting the 7 world rings in Sonic and the Secret Rings. In the Black Knight, however, everything for, you know, collecting stuff to get to the final boss, which is King Arthur, you know, it's all story progression, and then to do the extra ending stuff, you don't need to do anything extra at all, which is kind of meh, really, very meh. And I was kind of disappointed in that. But yeah, the gameplay itself just didn't do me at all. I mean, some of the challenges are pretty hard, and I would so love to do, like, get through the, you know, get through the game and, like, try to get the extra unlock all the extra content. Because that's its main factor there, is the extra content I would love to see. But with the gameplay is always throwing me away from that. It just doesn't make it any helpful. And I know I'm probably going to get a lot of people saying, oh my god, you're not a true Sonic fan then. And it's like, no. I am a Sonic fan. I love Sonic to death. If I wasn't a Sonic fan, I wouldn't have bought this game. If I wasn't a true Sonic fan, I would have thrown that game out in trash. But I don't. I'm not. I'm keeping the game. I always keep my Sonic games, whether they be good or bad. You know, I still have Sonic 06, for crying out loud. I still have Sonic Unleashed. I still have Sonic Chronicles on the DS, you know. So don't tell me I'm not a true Sonic fan, because I am, you know, and I stick to it. But I'm being honest. I'm being honest that it's like, obviously, I was looking at all these reviews, and I was thinking, oh, come on, are you sure? Are you sure it's that bad? And then once you play it, you'll find out, okay, fair enough, they were right. And sadly, they are. They are right. They are right, for once. That, you know, Sonic and the Black Knight, it was just a great concept. It was a great concept, Sonic swordplay, fast-paced action with, fast-paced and hack-and-slash action, you know, but it was just poorly executed. Just poorly executed, and I feel very, you know, disappointed in that, you know. But, tends to be the norm, mostly. I haven't played anything else from Sonic and the Black Knight, like the battle mode, and I haven't given out my friend code for the game, so we can you can swap or give items to other people, you know, in the game, like treasury items. The only redeeming factor for the game is like all the extra content that's in the game, but the majority of it you have to unlock it by doing 5 stars in a specific mission and whatnot, which I think is just absolutely dire, you know, just very dire indeed. Yeah, but the good thing about it is that the first time you boot up the game, you actually have in the museum mode, as it's known, the fan art entries that was given for Sonic and the Black Knight. Now that's a redeeming factor there, you know, that the fan art is unlocked at the very beginning of the game, which I love. Okay, I love all those entries, especially Adam's entry, Mr. T-Bird's entry for the UK for the European entries, and he was first in line. You know, it's like the first picture as you booted up the kind of like montage. You know, yeah, it's pretty cool. But no, obviously, you get to unlock all pretty much the majority of. Cutscenes quite easily, you know, like it's all progression and whatnot, so that's cool. There is, however, other videos in it that gives you tips in how to defeat enemies and how to get through levels faster, and shows you various secrets in the game and whatnot. Now, I looked at some of these videos, and I looked at a couple of boss videos, and I was like looking at it, and I was like, what? I mean, eh? How do you do that? Honestly, because I think they only show you what a true knight can do it in. You know, like like, fully upgrade your stuff and get, like, the stronger stuff that you have, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, dear God, you know. So, frankly, I don't have a strategy at all in getting through the game. I mean, I can five-star a couple of things, but not all of them. Not all of them at all. But anyway. Yeah. You know, I can't say anything more about Sonic and the Black Knight, mainly because I just played it for one session and that was it. Yeah, I just didn't want to play any more of it. Not now, anyway. Because I'm working on another game. Yes, I just wanted to play Sonic and the Black Knight for its story. And that was it. And I've done that. I don't want to do anything else on it just now. Not just now. Maybe another time when I'm bored and I'm not doing anything, and if I want to do extra stuff, I'll go do it. I'll try to do it. But anyway. And if you're wanting to know, if you're a Sonic fan and you haven't got Sonic and the Black Knight yet, my advice is to rent it. Just rent the game from where you can. Borrow it from a friend. Just play the story mode. Just do story progression. That's it. Just do it. And nothing more. That's it. You know, you don't have to do anything else. So yeah. Yeah. Nothing more. So yeah. As for anything else, let's see. Well, that's it. I mean, I'm not saying that it's absolutely terrible, but it was just poorly, I'm just saying that the gameplay aspect of Sonic and Black Knight was just poorly executed, and really, Sonic Team definitely rushed on this game. I can say everything else is fine about it. It's like, music's fantastic. It's like, I don't know what it is, but I think, you know, I think the formula here is that great soundtrack, terrible gameplay, or not adequate gameplay, because that tends to be the formula nowadays in Sonic games. And it's got a great soundtrack, but the gameplay is a little shoddy. It's like fantastic gameplay, fantastic soundtrack, not very good, you know, gameplay. I think that just tends to be the kind of like formula, because I love the song, I love the soundtrack in Sonic and the Black Knight. I love Crush 40's Return. I love all the extra, you know, added kind of like talent that they've put in Sonic and the Black Knight, especially the final ultimate boss theme at the very end of the game, which I played last week, known as With Me, and I love that song. I love it to bits. But apparently that tends to be kind of like the, you know, medium between that game, between Sonic games now. Is that if it's got a great soundtrack, it doesn't have a very good, you know, gameplay aspect to it. So that's kind of disappointing to me. That's what I think. And it's only my opinion. And it's not something that you should be taking seriously, or taken to your grave or something like that. It's nothing like that. Just be aware of when you play it that you're either gonna like it or you hate it. Me, I just didn't like it that much. You know, Sonic and the Black Knight. I just think they could have worked on it a little bit better. And, you know, it shows. I mean, graphics are fine. Sound, fine. Music, fine. Voice acting, still the same, but it's okay, it's bearable. I can bear it now, you know, sometimes. But the game, it was just poorly done with poor gameplay. I'm sorry to say, you know. But anyway, if you want to have a try it yourself, just rent it. If you have the money, go buy it if you want. But personally, just rent it first if you really want to continue on it. But yeah, that's all I'm saying. So moving on to the next game in this double feature of Turbo's First Impressions, we have the other game, which I said was supposed to be released this Friday, this past Friday even, but was it was broken by HMV, and of course HMV, real idiots in that department anyway, and yeah. It was quite bad for HMV to do that. And I'm talking about none other than Resident Evil 5 for the Xbox 360 and PS3. I got myself my Xbox 360 version on the Thursday night after I finished work. Popped it in and I was giving it a go. And by God, is it good. Many reviewers are saying that Resident Evil 5 is like Resident Evil 4, only with a full co-op experience to it. I can totally agree. I can totally agree with those reviews, being that it is Resident Evil 4 with a co-op mode in it. And it works. It works if you have a decent enough partner. And I was going through it, and I was like, wow. Wow, I mean, whoa. That's something. That's very something. So, yeah. Resident Evil 5. Now, Resident Evil 5 has been in the debate of controversial things, being that of, like, you know, it's, again, it's, the game has gone back to being a 18-rated film, 18-rated game, being that the original was given an 18 certificate, although I don't remember any other Resident Evil game being given an 18 certificate or anything higher than a 16 since Resident Evil 1 or Resident Evil the original, because even the Resident Evil remake on GameCube was only given a 15 BBFC 15 age rating. But no, Resident Evil 5 is the second game, from my knowledge, the second game to be slapped with an 18 rated certificate on it. And, well, does it deserve it? Kinda. Kinda. Not entirely, though. Mainly because it is basically Resident Evil 4. But some of the stuff isn't that violent. Well, okay, some of it is that violent, but not all of it. But anyway. Yeah, but, yeah, Resident Evil 5, Resident Evil 5 story, obviously many people should know what Resident Evil 5 story is like. Even after all the trailers and whatnot, I was still surprised at what the story was kind of like, you know. I mean, I did know the biggest twist in the game well before I actually started it, because it was already leaked on the internet by some douchebags. But for Resident Evil 5 story, you play as Chris Redfield, who is now part of this new bioterrorism measure service or whatever, called the BSAA, Basa. 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 And he's sent to Africa to take part in this mission to talk to this guy called Irving, who apparently is, or about this project known as the Ouroboros Project. And it's supposedly a new bioterrorist weapon that's been created. So yeah, anyway. Sorry, I'm reading a couple of posts about the Sonic and the Black Knight comments that I was talking about, and Resident SD is just saying, confirming what I'm saying, or saying that I'm confirming what many reviewers are talking about. But anyway, moving on, Resident Evil 5. I'm talking about Resident Evil 5, damn it. You should have been talking about certain things already. So anyway. Yeah, sorry. I'm just totally distracted. Yeah, so Resident Evil 5, story, you play as Chris Redfield, who, no one's played as Chris Redfield since, if you haven't played, the Umbrella Chronicles rail shooter game on the Wii, then you haven't played as Chris Redfield since, Code Veronica X, which was remade for the GameCube. So yeah. And while in Africa, you are assigned a new partner because apparently Jill's not with you. Jill Valentine being that. You're partnered up with Sheva Alomar. Sheva Alomar, who is part of the African division of the organization, the BSAA, and and apparently Twin B is calling me Pants. It's like reviewers are. He's saying that reviewers are Pants. Yeah, so thanks. Thanks very much. Obviously, my first impressions usually mean that it's a personal perspective, not an actual review. So, anyway. You don't have to take my reviews seriously if you wanted to. So, yeah. Like I said, it's only a personal opinion for myself. It's not an actual review. It doesn't have a score, because scores are for idiots. But anyway. Although I only use scores in TFMX, which I really shouldn't, but apparently I have to. If I wanted to put my explanations in a, you know, in a numbered figure or whatever. But anyway, right. So yeah, Resident Evil 5. So you play as Chris Redfield in the game. The game is spawned in, separated in chapters. Now, unlike Resident, now, like I said, it was like Resident Evil 4. With co-op. But unlike Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 5 does not, I repeat, does not have a typewriter save system. Yeah. Is reverted that to the checkpoint system in the game. And I can tell you now, this Resident Evil 5, obviously, you know, is continuing from where Resident Evil 4 was, continuing from Resident Evil 4's kind of like gameplay aspect, but has changed it quite dramatically, I may say so. Like in Resident Evil 5, obviously, you would never have checkpoint save points in the actual level themselves and just restart from there every time. It's just never the norm, really. Never is. But so obviously Resident Evil 5 has changed from its original format, being that of a survival horror fright fest as such. I can tell you now, Resident Evil 5 is not much of a fright fest nowadays. It's more of a, oh my god, what the fuck, kind of like, thing now, you know. Because you look at some of the monsters in the game, and you just look at them, and you're just like, what the fuck? And then it just kills you. You know, like, it is very, like, holy shit, kind of like, it's mainly an oh my god, holy shit, what the fuck, game, you know. With its visuals, obviously the visuals are just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. From like obviously the sun blaring, you know, towns in Africa, to the underground kind of like caves, you know, dark, dank caves, to like the research facilities and ancient ruins and God knows what else. It's all beautifully done, you know. But you just look at some of the monsters and you just like the big ass monsters. They are big, and I mean big. It's like one of the. It's like there was one boss where obviously it's like a spider. A spider octopus or spider scorpion. I don't know what the fuck it was. But it was big, and it was, apparently its code name was called U8. And I can definitely put that. I could definitely put that into perspective. U8, you know, that human being, you sick bastard, or something like that. Because frankly, some of these monsters are just enormous. Some of these monsters, and also the amount of enemies that are in at one time can be very overwhelming. At one point, now, I can tell you right now that the Lickers have returned. Lickers have returned again in this game. But by God, they are much more, like, there's much, many more, like ten times more than what they were, than, like, okay, maybe not 10 times, but like 5 times more Lickers in one place nowadays. Being that, you know, at one time, I was going through a game. And apparently I was on a higher level. So my friend was on a lower level, and then out come some Lickers, And it's like, oh, dear God, shit. You know. And there's only two at first. Which is like, okay, fair enough. You know, took them out. Continued on. Another pair of lookers came out. And it's like, ah, oh, crap. And they're coming up from a lower route, so they're climbing up the wall, which shooting at them, trying to make them fall down, you know, and whatnot. And then I get past that and whatnot, and then suddenly, it's like they continue, you know, and they keep coming out of the holes, and it was like, oh my god, and it's like there was like eight. Coming in at one time, and it was like 8 or 9 lickers coming after me, and it was like, holy shit, what the fuck, you know. And eventually I died very quickly and painfully, which was just crazy, because you would never expect that. You'd never expect that many deadly creatures coming after you, you know, at that time. I mean, even in Resident Evil 4, you didn't get that many. It's like you did have a lot of enemies come at you, but you've never have enemies just as ruthless as the lookers in the game at all. And I can tell you now, the lickers, they are vicious as God knows what else, you know, too vicious, I might say so, you know, just too vicious, so yeah. Anyway. As for controls, gameplay, works quite well. You know, works just like Resident Evil, 4 again. You know, I actually gotten used to the new control system that, is the default system. You have to get used to that, really. You can't really just change it to the Resident Evil 4 control system and just tend to adapt to that. Nah, it's best to just adapt to the default setting if you're into it. And I did, and I find myself doing it quite well. Of course, in the game itself, doing your game, like, going through your inventory for both characters, obviously you're doing it always on the fly, every time. You can't pause the game to swap your weapons around. That's gone also. So, you're not safe. You're never safe. If you're in a heated battle and you're running out of ammo, and you're trying to switch to your next weapon, but apparently it's not in a designed item slot that you can easily press your directional button to, then you're screwed. You're screwed, definitely. Unless you can get to a certain area in the game that's a safe area, and then your partner's taking care of the enemies, while you try to reassign your guns in different places and whatnot, and then reload, and God knows what. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But anyway, don't know what else I could say. But, yeah. I haven't completed the game. It's apparently it's just too big, and I'm actually playing it on the hardest difficulty that you could play just now, which is veteran. And on veteran, it is quite difficult. and I'm trying to get through it. It's, you know, it's quite difficult. And, yeah, it's just, like, I'm trying to get through the game as fast as I can. I did buy the strategy guide for it. In fact, I actually bought the hard book, special edition strategy guide, mainly because I like my special edition stuff. In fact, I actually got the special edition of Resident Evil 5. It only has a DVD in it, and I'm kind of disappointed. I haven't unlocked anything else. I haven't unlocked, you know, Mercenaries mode or any other extra modes. In fact, there's actually a Versus mode that's, you know, supposed to be available to buy from Xbox Live Marketplace for 400 Microsoft points. And I'm kind of disappointed that they've done that, that Capcom has done that. Because it actually says it in the strategy guide. You actually get instructions of how to do this on the strategy guide. So this was already planned for, you know, already planned by the publishers, and the publishers just said to the guys who make the guys who made the strategy guide, which was Piggyback Publishers. And they already knew, so they got all the notice beyond that. So yeah, it kind of sucks. So the new versus mode will be interesting, nonetheless, where you can actually have 4v4. What was it? 2v2 human players going in versus mode or whatnot, or you can have like one on one, kind of like versus mode. Or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, that's it. Resident Evil 5. Oh, dear. I can tell you now that it is definitely a worthwhile game. Definitely for whichever format you have, being that the Xbox 360 or the PS3, it's definitely a game to own. If you like your action-adventure stuff, and, you know, you just like, you know, it does have its survival horror, or survival instincts in the game. So it still follows the kind of, like, same roots as what Resident Evil has always been, is survival. It's not survival horror, they've just dropped the horror bit, a little bit. It does have some horror in it, but it's not like the regular horror that you used to. But I still like it. I still like it. So, my personal opinion, get it. Although, get the standard edition, because collector's edition is like, here, what is it? The collector's edition is, all you get in the collector's edition is a steelbook tin and an extra DVD, which is just a making of DVD. Just has the making of, and then the Tokyo Game Show 2008 Resident Evil Degeneration trailer, and that's it. For £10 more than what the standard edition is. Standard was $39.99. The collector's is $49.99. That is quite a rip-off, in my opinion. So yeah, the UK was gypped, gypped a lot. So. But if you are getting the game, I advise you getting the standard edition rather than the collector's edition. So yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for Turbo's first impressions. So yes. So yeah. Yeah, Earthheart was just sending me a message talking about uh, Yeah. Was it talking, saying about my, what was it, my comments about Sonic and Black Knight. Obviously, him and Veach are saying on ET Airways earlier tonight, it's basically Black Knight is a game for those who own a Wii, and that is the majority. Yeah. And it is stupidly simple, so, it caters to those stupid people. Yeah. that game. Well, that's what they think. Yeah, because it's definitely not... it's not really intended for the Sonic fan, in my opinion. But, it is Sonic, and I'm still buying it. I still buy Sonic the Hedgehog. If it is a piece of crap, even if it's a piece of crap, like Sonic Underground. I have the DVD box set of Sonic Underground, for Christ's sake. And that's a pile of crap. But I'm still a Sonic fan, and I still got it. And I still have it in my collection. So don't tell me that I'm not a Sonic fan if I hate all this crap, because you know I still collect it. So screw you guys. You know, I'm going home. I'm gonna play my games. I'm gonna play whatever. You know. So anyway, right. Time for some Sonic music, and apparently, what was it, the blue dude, who's gone all out tonight, with wanting to have 5 special stage themes being played tonight, in a row, and boy, this is gonna be kind of odd. I'm actually gonna mix and match between the special stages, because I've got Resident SD's requests, which I'm gonna do just now as well. And I'm gonna mix them up. Being that you know, I don't want to have, you know, 5 special stage themes being played at the, you know, in a row. I would like to mix and match games. Yeah, mix and match requests. right. Casino Park. There we go. Right. Okay. So, for your requests, we have what was it? We have the first, actually, yeah, we've got the first special stage from Sonic 1. After that, we've got Kick the Rock from Wild Canyon, Sonic Adventure 2. Then we've got a special stage from Sonic 2, Ice Cap Zone Act 1 from Sonic 3, special stage from Sonic 3, Wing Fortress. Actually, I'll do... what I'll do is put that there. Put that... yeah, I'm just moving them a bit. Yeah, that'll do. Right. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. So first we'll have the first special stage from Sonic 1, then Wing Fortress Zone from Sonic 2, which was requested by Resident SD. then Special Stage from Sonic 2, then Ice Cap Zone Act 1 from Sonic 3, then Special Stage from Sonic 3, then Diamond in the Sky from Sonic R, performed by DJ Davis, or JD, whatever. I got that wrong. TJ Davis. Sorry. Why did I say DJ? What? Is it TJ? And then we got the Sonic CD Special Stage Mix, Special Stage from the US version first, and then Kick the Rock, Wild Canyon, and then Special Stage from Sonic CD from the Japanese one, and then Casino Park will end that. Yay! So, that's gotta be a while. It's like, well, 24 minutes, yay, of Sonic music goodness for you. So, yeah, enjoy this, and, yes, enjoy it. You better, because I'm not playing anymore. It's too many requests already. Oh, dear God. People. It's like, over the top, overkill people. That's overkill of requests. Overkill. Anyway, enjoy.
You've tuned in to Turbo Drive Live on Sega Sonic Radio.
represented. Never seen a Mike Hall spit like a menace. Wild candy and fun, I gotta chase a bat, huh? Yeah, woo, she's sexy and smooth. A double cross spot thief, that's out for my tooth, huh? I'm feeling her in mysterious ways. That's why I stay on point like every single day. I gotta protect this place, I do it for my race, huh?
Guys, it's getting to that time again where I have to vamoose and let other people get along, because it's getting to the point where it's coming to 1 o'clock in the morning and I like to do other stuff. Mainly, I don't know, just go, well, really depends. I don't know. I'm still very energetic after all the Pepsi Max that I've drinked as well, but hey, never mind. So, y'all, hope you like the songs. Obviously, our last request will be our last song being played, being that of Casino Park from Sonic Heroes. So, yeah, yes, that is it for this week for Turbo Drive Live. Of course, do stay tuned, because we do have Blitz and Pieces up next, and apparently, obviously, just a quick thing out there, obviously, the media page for TSS has slowly come back. So, you know, is slowly coming back. So now once I get everything sorted again, you'll be able to download some of the episodes, my past Turbo Drive Live episodes. Not all of them though, but I will say this: if you do have any of my old episodes, like any of those, please get in contact with me and tell me which ones you have, and I will request, you know, if you still have them on your hard drive and whatnot, please do get in contact with me so I can actually re-upload them for everyone to enjoy, if they wanted to enjoy it, that is. So yeah. If not, I might as well just start with a new series, with a new Turbo Drive Live series, you know, new season and whatnot. So yeah, anyway. Right, so that is it for tonight. And I wasn't gonna say sleep, because I don't want to sleep. Blitz, so don't say that. Yeah, so anyway, because I'm thinking if T-Bird is still up for it, to play some Resident Evil with him. Ah, you see? Yeah. Because I'm a helpful little fellow, me. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I will catch you all next week. Don't forget, Blitz Chris is after me, right after this broadcast. And yeah. Also, don't forget, this Sunday, I believe, hopefully, Archangel UK with Radio Redux is on at Sunday, 7 PM GMT. So don't forget to tune in then, because I won't. And neither should you, because obviously it's the far superior show, only with less episodes. Yes, I know, I'm that biased. Nah, I'm not. I'm kidding. I kid. Anyway, Archangel UK is much better at it anyway than me. Kev's better at doing a show, and is more comically superior, and also he's got a lot more information than I do. Yes, with my big grin. Hehe. So anyway, I'll leave you with Casino Park, and I will see you all next week, same time, same channel, only on Sega Sonic Radio. Take care, for Turbo Drive Live is out for another week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Fibber Drive Live.
Only on Sega Sonic Radio.
The number one source for Sonic music.